After getting emotionally obliterated by the whale, Darren Aronofsky has given us something that is substantially lighter to watch. In Caught Stealing, we follow Austin Butler's character Hank, who is currently watching his neighbor's cat for a few days while his neighbor is taking care of a family emergency. Only problem is, there are multiple groups of criminals that are trying to track down Hank's neighbor, who owes them money, and because Hank happens to be at the wrong place at the wrong time, they now believe he is an associate that is trying to cover for his neighbor. And now Austin Butler's character is stuck trying to figure out a way to get out of this hellish nightmare of a situation as the various gangsters are starting to target him and chase him down. This movie feels so out of the norm for what you would expect out of a Darren Aronofsky film. It's got the story of a Guy Ritchie movie, but it's got these characters that are really well-rounded and thoughtfully crafted, very genuine, complex people that Darren Aronofsky kind of shines at bringing to life in his movies. Austin Butler is fantastic. I actually think this is one of my favorite roles he's done so far. I also really love Zoe Kravitz in this movie and what she brought to the table with her performance, and the chemistry between her and Austin Butler is spectacular. It's a lot of fun to watch these two interact with each other, and it's surprisingly endearing at times. I also really loved Matt Smith as the punk rock neighbor. His performance felt very organic. Really, my only issue with this movie are the antagonists. Some of them are really enjoyable, but then there's other ones that feel like your typical mustache twirling villains and just feel really uninspired. Overall, I had a great time with this movie and I would highly recommend checking it out. I'm going to be giving Caught Stealing an 8 out of 10.